Okay, welcome everybody. This is the, I think the first time I'm doing this. They're giving a special talk on the connection of Hanukkah and women. And maybe we'll try to do it annually. I don't know if I'll be zeichet to... next year we'll be in Yerushalayim. I have other people to listen to. Okay, let's begin with several kashas. Now, before we start, I'd like to mention the following. Like any group of people, everybody here is in a different place. Some people are not yet married. Some people are married. Some people were married. I'm talking in general for Klal Yisrael. Okay? I'm talking in general for Klal Yisrael. That we should understand what the Yontif of Hanukkah is about. I'm trying, and I will try to speak with as much sensitivity as possible. Okay? In Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Chanukah begins with a rather strange minig. Strange because it's kind of unique, and strange because I'm assuming most people really haven't heard of it. Most people perhaps don't do it. The halachas begin with Chof Hei Kislev, Maschil and Cheshem Hei Chanukah. It's also to Hesped V'Tainus, the fast that he eulogizes. As everybody knows, you're allowed to go to work in Hanukkah. There's no prohibition of Malacha. And then the Mechaber says, which is something which those of you who come to Shurim know, I'm always fascinated by this. When did certain things begin in Klal Yisrael? We don't have those dates. But it says that Noagos Anoshim Shalolasos Malacha Avoch Aneiris Dolgos. Women do not do Malacha while the candles are lit. The big machlokes here. Is this minig for all 8 days of Hanukkah? Is this minig only for women, not for men? How long does it go? Does it go during the half hour that the candles are lit? Does it go till chatzos when the candles can be lit? But let's take the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it, the pashtus. Is it's for a half hour. After the candles are lit, for a half hour, women should not do malacha. Now what does malacha mean? Also machlokes. But the overwhelming minig is sewing, laundry, weaving, those things which you can't do on Chalamoid is a good way to use a barometer. You can't do or should not do while the candles are lit. Okay, but the question is, that's a very short shear on this halacha. But the question is, why men are excluded? Or why women and not men? Well, what is this din that women don't do malacha? Where are the men? Where are the men? That's question number one. Question number two. There's another issue which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as well. It happens to be in the next sif. It's mentioned by the Ramah. That this also is something that I don't know why it's not more popular. I've only met two people who do this. There's a minig to eat milchik dika products on Chanukah. Why? You do it? Okay. My Bobby Allah Shalom, after years, I spoke to my mother Allah Shalom, who told me that my Bobby Allah Shalom used to make cheese latkes on Chanukah. I gave a whole shiur about that once. Cheese latkes that had a bracha of, they had flour, which was wheat, together with milk. I gave a whole shiur once about the Jewish outlook on food. Especially as it pertains to Yontif. It's fascinating. Fascinating. The whole issue of eating fried mizonos on Chanukah is a fascinating issue. Just to give you a little bit of an insight. The Mizbeach is not mentioned in benching. We don't say Mizbeach in benching, and we say it in Al HaMichya. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach said that's why we eat Sufganiyot on Chanukah. If you should have to make an Al HaMichya, you should mention the Mizbeach, because it was Chanukah, so Mizbeach on Chanukah. Just to give you, that's a drop of an insight of what's going on over here. It's a fascinating thing. So the Ramah says, the minig to eat cheese, or cheese products on Chanukah, is because the Nes was done, the Cholov. Sheachila Yehudis Esa Oyev. Yehudis. She fed the general machlekes milk products or milk products to make him thirsty so that he drank wine, and then she beheaded him. So what was this all about? This was about the fact that there was a terrible decree, Hanukkah time, a terrible decree, an awful decree, a horrific decree, and that is that any kala prior to her marriage was violated by the local mayor, general, officer. It's a Gemara. Gemara talks about this in Maseches Ksubis. A terrible atrocity was done. Tiboil lehegmon tchila is what the Gemara talks about. And my question is, why was it that this atrocity took place by the Yontif of Hanukkah? How come not by Purim? How come not by Pesach? We were enslaved by Pesach. In fact, it says by Pesach, not one woman was touched. So what happened over there? The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha, he begins by saying, it's upashtu yadam b'mamayna. The Greeks had their hands in our money. U'b'minoseyam. And in the B'nai Sisra, a horrific, horrific, horrific edict, horrific gezerah. So what's this all about? What's this all about? Why did it happen? That's the second question. And the third question is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, the Mishnah Berura quotes it. And that is like this. Now, there are a lot of minhagim about this. But the overwhelming minhag in Klal Yisrael is that married women do not like their own menorah. That's been the minhag in Klal Yisrael, the Dori Doris. There have been some exceptions. Someone told me that Ramesha Feinstein's mother lit her own menorah even after she was married. There's a big tumult. I gave a lot of shurim, halacha shurim on this. But by and large, the overwhelming majority of people do not like their own menorah when they're married. When they're single, different issue. And of course, if a woman is alone, she must light a menorah. She's obligated to light a menorah. But what is this din that when she's married, she doesn't light a menorah? And the Mishnah Berura says, why? Levad mi ishtoi dehi kegufay. There's a concept called ishtoi kegufay. A husband and wife are one. When the husband lights a menorah, not because he's a shliach, because the husband lights a menorah, it's as though the wife is lighting a menorah with him. Ishtoi kegufay, they're one. Why all of a sudden does this halacha, this Maimer Chazal, this incredible concept of Ishtoi Kegufay is only mentioned by Hanukkah? How come it's not mentioned anywhere else? You don't find the concept of Ishtoi Kegufay anywhere except for Hanukkah. I'm talking as far as mitzvahs are concerned. You never find it anywhere else except for Hanukkah. Manishtan of Hanukkah Mikol Yom Tov. What's the difference? Okay, those are the kashas. Now let's see what we can do. Okay, now, historically, everybody knows this. There's only one Yontif that we have out of all of the Yom Tovim on the calendar, which means Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim. The seven Yom Tovim that we celebrate. Besides Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, but these seven Yom Tovim, the only one that's not mentioned in the time of Torah Shebiksav is Chanukah. Right, everything else is in Torah Shavuot. The five Yom Tovim, of course, are in the Torah. Purim is in Megillas Esther, which is part of Torah Shavuot. Chanukah is the only Yontif that started after Torah Shavuot, which really means it represents Torah Shabbat. Okay, the Yontif of Chanukah represents Torah Shavuot. That's a fundamental concept that everybody should be aware of. Chanukah is not in Torah Shavuot, and it represents Torah Shabbat. The mitzvah, the chepzah, the object that symbolizes Chanukah is the menorah. The menorah in the Beis Hamikdash represented Torah and represented Torah Shabbat Peh with specificity. Okay, Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, Klal Yisrael's Ikur Limud, our primary Limud, is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh. Not only is that our primary Limud, but our primary uniqueness is Torah Shabbat Peh. And the proof to that is that the Targum Shivim, which is the Septuagint, which took the Torah Shebiksav and translated it into Greek, and from Greek it went to Latin, and from Latin it went to all the languages of the world. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that the Greeks were the people who claimed that not Onu Yisrael, that we are the Jews and you are not the Jews, but the Greeks really claim that we are all Jews. The Greeks' claim is that we're together. And their claim was, after the Targum Shivim, when the Torah, Tanakh, was translated into Yevonis, that we own the Torah as well as you own the Torah. It's not your Torah anymore. It's our Torah. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. So, Chanukah is the Yontif, says the Medrash. This is the Medrash Tanchuma. That when the Kodesh Baruch was going to come at the end of time and says, who's Klal Yisrael? And the Goyim were all going to come running. We're Klal Yisrael. Look, we got Torah Sheh B'Ksav. Kodesh Baruch was going to say, where's the Torah Sheh B'Alpeh? They're going to say, what's Torah Sheh B'Alpeh? And the only ones who have Torah Sheh B'Alpeh, or will have Torah Sheh B'Alpeh, is only us. It's only us. So, Torah Sheh B'Alpeh identifies us. Torah Sheh B'Alpeh is what Talmidei Chachamim spend most of their day learning. Shas and Shulchan Aruch. They don't spend most of the day learning Tanakh. Torah Sheh B'Alpeh. Okay, now, I'm not saying that people should not know Torah Sheh B'Ksav. I didn't say that. But most of the day is spent learning Torah Sheh B'Alpeh. Okay, now, say something sensitive, but I've spoken about this many times. As a matter of fact, I once gave shiur on this for 5 hours on Shavuos night straight, and that is, what is the issue? But the Gemara says, and of course this is a contemporary hot item topic as well, and that is that Torah Sheh Baal Peh is something that is not studied by women. Torah Sheh B'Ksav is, Torah Sheh Baal Peh is not. And I notice all the contemporary machlokes, whatever the issues are, contemporary. L'maisa and Shulchan Aruch, Torah Sheh Baal Peh is not studied by women. Which, I'd say, again, needs a 5-hour shiur to explain why not. That's not what I'm doing right now. I want to take that and utilize it for something which I think is very important. Okay, now, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol haragil b'ner." Anybody who's careful about the mitzvah of ner, I really bonim. Have wonderful children. It's a bracha for hatzlacha in children. So Rashi says that refers to both ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. If I ask you a question, Malach, when I first came up with this years ago, it was one of the most exciting things I ever discovered in my life. I mean, it's really often in Shulchan Aruch. There's no chidush in me. I'm just telling what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There are two mitzvahs in Shulchan Aruch for which you have to spend more money on than any other mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. A normal mitzvah, you have to spend 20% of your gross net worth. Gross net worth probably doesn't make any sense, right? Your net worth is probably better. Your net worth. Okay, you have to spend 20% of your net worth to have a mitzvah of a kiddush on Leil Shabbos, of a sukkah, of a lulav, 20%. There are two mitzvahs in which you have to give up everything you have to do them, including selling the shirt off your back or going into servitude. What are those two mitzvahs?
Esrog.
No. Who?
Menorah.
Shabbos candles? No. What did you mean by menorah? You meant Shabbos candles. Huh?
Oh, Shabbos candles, yeah.
You meant Shabbos candles. So it's two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs are Chanukah and Dalit Kosos. Sounds kind of strange. What do they have in common? They both have one commonality. Who what?
They're mitzvahs
derabbanan. That's true, but there are other mitzvahs derabbanan also, which you don't have to spend that much money on. Yes?
You're like educating your children. You're giving something up.
Well, I think you probably mean to say pursue menisa, right? I mean educating by publicizing the mitzvah. Okay, so because there's a mitzvah to publicize these two mitzvahs, pursue menisa. Then the question is, why is it only these two mitzvahs have pursue menisa? A different discussion. But these two mitzvahs are the two mitzvahs of pursue menisa. Strange thing. We light outside. We light by the window. What is that? And Dalit Kosos, it's a question where the Pursu Menisa is by Dalit Kosos, but Dalit Kosos have Pursu Menisa, and Chanukah has Pursu Menisa. Both, each one is fascinating to itself. However, there's one mitzvah that surpasses both of these mitzvahs. And you really said it before. No, somebody said it before. Who? Shabbos candles. Not Kiddush Friday night, which is a deraisa. Shabbos candles. And the Gemara asks, if you have enough money to buy a Ner Chanukah or a Ner Shabbos, which one's adif? Which one's more pressing? Which one gets precedence? Ner Shabbos. Why? Shalom Bayis. Because without lights, you bump into each other, you knock things over, people get tense. Shalom Bayis. So it comes out that the most important mitzvah, which is another shmooze unto itself, is Shalom Bayis. Okay, now, Kolaragel Bener. Kolaragel Bener. Rashi says it means Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. I would like to humbly suggest. Now again, for those people who it is relevant to, I mentioned it last Friday night in Shul between Mincha and Ma'ariv, before Kabbalah, before Ma'ariv and Leil Shabbos. And I said, I'm not going to be at the Shabbos. Even if it will be at the Shabbos, it will be too late to mention on Shabbos. This Friday afternoon is a very opportune time. I'll tell you why. Now, it happens to be, it's a shorter Shabbos of the year, Mincha's 4:10, whatever, you know, everybody's running around like, you know, and I used to be, I still am one of those people, you know, runs around the last minute. My wife really pushed, I don't remember how long, but a long time ago, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, we should do our best to be ready. Early. As a result of that, which very often happens, I came up with a pshat. Which is not a pshat, it's not even a vort, it's a Rashi. And I would suggest, if you can, again, if it's apropos, as I began with my disclaimer initially, utilizing sensitivity, this is what a Jewish home should do on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. You go to the window in the dining room or the living room, whatever your window is, and the husband lights the menorah first. His wife stands behind him and is yoytze the mitzvah through ishtei gegufa. Come back to that. I'm just telling you the halachas now. Then the entire family can turn around after everybody lights their menorahs, whatever your minhag is, sons and daughters, turns around and goes into the dining room. And the mother lights the menorah. Isn't it interesting? Why does a woman light the menorah Friday afternoon? Well, it's a mitzvah for women to light a menorah. It's not a mitzvah for men to mention
it? It is.
Give me a proof.
Woman's not home,
man has to bench licht. Of course, I'm a mitzvah for man to bench licht. Single men bench licht. Or men who are married and wives go away for Shabbos, or whatever happens. The classical case in Shulchan Aruch is when the wife gives birth. Husband lights the menorah. A big tumult why women got this chus of this incredible mitzvah. A big tumult. Friday night Kiddush is made by men. A man is sick, a man's not home, or a woman's alone, she has to make Kiddush. But otherwise, Friday night, the man makes Kiddush. Big tumult in halacha, if the husband doesn't make Kiddush and the wife makes Kiddush, I got a tumult. Why are you not supposed to do that? But why by Hadlokas neighbors did the women get it? Nachashir. Okay, it's about 8 or 9 shurim I owe you, okay? We'll talk about it another time. Why? But listen to the scenario. The scenario is, the husband lights the Chanukah lift. And the wife lights the Shabbos lift. Call a Ragel Bener, a family, that's Ragel Bener, the kids are in Gevaldige shape. Kids are in Gevaldige shape. As a matter of fact, I have a book at home, which I'm very bad at titles. It's an unbelievable book. A daughter wrote a book about her father, who was a Rebbe in pre-World War II. Very really good book. I think it's called Going Forward. Look it up. It's an unbelievable book. In the book, besides everything this woman did, but in the book is an unbelievable thing. This Rebbe was very meticulous, and he had a what do they call those things? A coat tree. and he had his bekishes on the kotri. He had a weekday bekisha. You know what a bekisha is? You know, like a translation for a bekisha is, it's a chasidish kapota. Probably won't help you too much. But, you know, so one of those long coats that Rosh Yeshiva or Rabbanim had. So, four bekishas. One was a weekday bekisha. One was a Shabbos bekisha. One was a Yontif bekisha. What was the fourth bekisha? He wore the fourth bekisha when his wife benchlich on Friday night. The whole family would go to where the wife benchlich, including a rep. He would stand behind his wife. She would benchlich. The whole family would stand there. What a scene. The only time we ever do it, and most of the time it doesn't happen, is Erev Shabbos Chanukah. What a scene. What a scene. So we have these two menorahs in a Jewish house. A Shabbos menorah and a Chanukah menorah. Okay. So, I'm wondering. Chanukah represents the outside. The window. Outside, that's where the husband is. Shabbos represents inside, the bayis. That's where the wife is. She takes care of the bayis. Inside. He takes care of outside. Gevaldik. Now, let's take it a step further. Husband's standing by the menorah. And the menorah represents Torah. And it represents Torah Shebalpeh. Zakti Gemara, a Torah Shebalpeh, which a woman doesn't learn. You know what it says in the Gemara? Kala Shori Belahisha, Shori Belah Torah. If a man doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have Torah. What does that mean? Simple translation means that without the elevated status of being married, your Torah does not have the elevated status it can have. Kala Shori Belahisha, Shori Belah Torah. Now listen to a scenario here. Here's a man representing the Torah for the family in the avenue of Torah Shabbat Peh, bringing it home, and on Chanukah, which is the Yontif that represents Torah Shabbat Peh, in the Menorah, which is the object that represents Torah Shabbat Peh, came along Chazal and said, this is the only mitzvah where it's Ishtoike Gufay. He's doing it? No. They're doing it. Ishtoike gufay. Because in this mitzvah of Torah Shabbat Peh, without there would be no Klal Yisrael. And even though he's the one who's commanded to do it, without her he wouldn't be able to do it. So Chazal, he lights, she lights, they light. It's all one light. Ishtoike gufay. Come along the Yevonim, who were very smart people. They understood the world very well. Eat, drink, and be merry. But tomorrow you may die. Jews, join us. You want to bring along bagels and lox? We'll take it. Chalt? We'll take it. A little bit of philosophy? We'll take it. With the gymnasium. With the taiva, with the ability to feel tanugei olam hazeh, with all the statues and everything they represented, with all of the immorality, take it together. Well, one big mishmash. And the Yevonim understood that will destroy your foundation, because no woman will go to the chuppah without being violated. Ish v'isha. Zochu, Shechina b'neim. The Menorah, that's where the Shechina was. The Torah creates the Shechina. The Bayis creates the Shechina. They knew it all. We'll destroy it. We will destroy it. We'll destroy it. My wife once told me this medrash. I found it afterwards. I could never heard of it. All the years I was in Yeshiva. Do you know what happened in a Jewish home during the time of the Yevonim? The night that a woman had to go to a mikveh and she couldn't go. A mikveh miraculously appeared in the middle of her house. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that. A mikveh miraculously appeared in her house. Ishtoi kegufoi. Torah Shebal Peh, Kol Ashori Bal Isha, Ashori Balay Torah, Ishvi Isha Zochu Shechina Beineyam. The Menorah is Chanukah, Chanukah is the Menorah, the Menorah is Torah Shebal Peh, Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh. All of it comes together in our homes when a married man lights the Menorah. Because he's not lighting alone. It's an unbelievable scenario. It's ishtoy kegufay. And that's why there's another strange halacha. That if the husband's away, he's away. He can't get home. His flight's delayed. Whatever happened, he's away. He doesn't have to light a menorah. He's in a hospital, Rahman al-Islam. He can't light a menorah. His wife lights a menorah. She's 50 miles away. She's 500 miles away. She lights a menorah. He's yaitza. Bala kigufa. They're one. They're one. That's why it's only this yontif. It's ishtay kigufa. There is no other yontif that has this concept. Ishtay kigufa on the yontif of Chanukah with Torah Shebal Peh, with the husband and wife together. And that's why the Yevonim came to destroy it. That's what the Yevonim came to destroy. We don't want this to happen. There's incredible Kedusha in a Jewish home. We don't want any Kedusha. But not only we don't want any Kedusha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Mila. We don't want the foundation, which is the bias. And that's why there's a very strange halacha by Chanukah. The halacha is Ner Ishu Beisai. It's a din in the bias. The halacha manifests itself in the house. There's a menorah lit in the house. La halacha, you need one menorah for the house. The house, the house, the house, the house, the house. Ner Ishu Beisai. No other halacha is like that. The house. Yevonim understood it, Yevonim wanted to destroy it. So now I'm wondering, Ad Kan, I've said most of what I said, I've said this over the years, long time. You know, I told you all the time, I'm very slow, it takes me time, I put piece by piece together, brick by brick. I've said this, but now I'd like to add. Okay? Why is she the one who can't do malacha? Why is she the one who can't work? Why not both of them? There are some in Hugger, but it's very rare. With a husband also. What is this din? Why only the woman? I'm wondering. He does the action of lighting, and then she watches the house. Shomer Shabbos means you watch, you safeguard, you don't do anything except the Isha, who is the Akeres Abayas, her job, the mirror image, the piece that facilitates the completeness of the husband and wife is he lights, she watches. He lights, she doesn't do any malacha. Some say she doesn't do malacha because she wants to remind everybody that you can't be nana from the Neros. To remind everybody not to have anah from the Chanukah candles. But that's also, I think, part and parcel. That she does it to remind us that those Chanukah candles are what keeps us going. That's what keeps us going. And if she doesn't do malacha, he does the lighting, so to speak, the malacha, and then she safeguards his malacha by not doing any malacha. Then there's a minig about milchiks. You know what milchiks represents? You know what cholov represents? Cholov represents sustenance. Sustenance. The epitome of sustenance is a mother feeding her child. A mother feeding her child is the epitome of sustenance. And the woman gives her child a cholov, which sustains the child to a degree that nothing else can sustain the child. Nothing else can sustain the child as much as the mother. That bond. So, on Chanukah, the symbol of eating macholei cholov, fried in oil, that represents the menorah, takes the Torah and puts it together between the husband and the wife. She maintains, sustains, nourishes the family. That's the cholov. And he, with the shemen, which is in the menorah, brings the Torah to the bayis. And together, they bring down the shechina. And the Yevonim wanted to stop it. Now, finally, there's one last question. Why is it that women, in fact, have an obligation to light the menorah at all? Why don't we say it's a mitzvah seishas mangram, which it is? We know that any mitzvah bound by time, women are part of it. So why is it that women are chayiv to light a menorah? That's a Gemara's kash. So Gemara answers, afein ho yu bois on this. Because women were involved in the ness. Now, that means, says Rashi, they were involved in the ness not only because they were under the edict to be killed, like in Purim, or to suffer, like by Pesach, but they had a special edict, says Rashi. A special edict. And that was Tiboyo Leheg Maitrila. They had a special edict that the men didn't have. And the edict was to tear them away from their husband and the bayis that they want to build. Who rose to the occasion to save Klal Yisrael? A woman. And how'd she do it? With cholov. She saved Klal Yisrael with cholov. So here we have a woman, under the threat of the governor, the officer, the general, who wanted to destroy the Jewish family. Therefore, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Added to that, says Rashi, is that they also saved us, Yehudis, by killing the general. Says the Ramah, through milk. Therefore we eat kavina. Haloi davarhu. That object, which represents sustenance, maintaining the Jewish family, is that which was used to maintain the Jewish family. She gave him milk products. He fell asleep. She beheaded him. They took his head. They showed that he was killed. The Greeks ran away. So not only was it that they were under the general edict, but they had a specific gezeirah. Now they have a specific gezeirah. They came. She came. Rose to the occasion and saved Klal Yisrael. Now, chronologically, the last yontif we have is Chanukah. Chronologically, the last yontif we have is Chanukah. Al Peter Shevetzav, the last yontif we have is Purim. But chronologically, the last yontif we have is Chanukah. Haloi Dover Hu. Is it not something to think about that the last message or the booster rocket to keep us going through Gullus until Mashiach comes? To keep us going through Gullus until Mashiach comes is the Yontif of Chanukah, where the husband and wife together create Ishtar Kegufay. She helps him maintain his Torah. He helps her by bringing in the Torah. She maintains the family by cholov. He maintains the family by oil, which represents the Torah, which represents the menorah. I saw tonight. I didn't even tell this to anybody yet. Okay, maybe you'll slug me up. Okay, maybe you'll show me I'm wrong. I don't know. The letters on the dreidel are right. Nope. Nun, Shin, Gimel. Right. Nes Gadol Hayosham. Right. Nes Gadol Hayosham. It's a little scary. You know that Nun, Shin, Gimel, Hay is the same gematria as Mashiach? The same gematria as Mashiach. Is it? You wanna, should we work it out? I think it is, right? I just saw it. I didn't make this up. It's not me. I didn't make this up. Mashiach, right? Mem, Shin, Yud, Ches. That's 358, correct? And then Shin, Nun, Gimel, Hay is 358. Isn't it, right? Okay, I want to tell you there's one more gematria. That's 358. This I'm adding, okay? I think it's 358. Nochash is 358. Nochash represents everything evil. The Yetzer Hara. Well, okay, how could Nochash be the same gematria? What's the answer? The answer.
Nachash is stopping Mashiach from being
here. Absolutely correct. No question about it. No question about it. I think that.
Lavish always say it. Just when Shabbos, then we'll all be free.
Yeah. Okay. It's all true. Yeah. I really think that what happens here is like this. You can get very close to Mashiach. Trade the letters the wrong way, and you buy Nachash. Trade the letters the right way, you buy Mashiach. Keep the Messiah straight. Don't get close. Get it right. I could say it's not horseshoes. Right? You got to get it right. To get it right, you got to get the right Messiah. If you don't get the right Messiah, you can look and you can feel and you can think you're really close. But you could end up being a Nachash instead of Mashiach. A Jewish home is a balance of beauty between a husband and wife. The world at large doesn't really believe too much in this anymore. They don't know what a home is. They don't know what marriage is. They don't know. There's so much confusion out there. Nobody knows anything anymore. We have to maintain our fidelity and understand that there are roles. And there are incredible things that can be maintained. There's a concept called Ishtek Egufoy. There's a concept called Cholov. There's a concept called Mesiris Nefesh. There's a concept called Mesira. When we line them all up together in the right way, we have Mashiach. And when we don't, we get a wrong number. And the wrong number is Nochash. And that, Rabbi Isai, to a certain degree, is really what life is all about. It's a fight. And he, meaning he, the Yetzer Hara, he, the Satan, he, the Malach HaMaves, is in it to the end. And his job is to confuse the living daylights out of us. So we should be Zeicha to be able to see it the right way. We should be Zeicha to be able to do it the right way. Zeicha to be able to stay on for the ride. Don't get off by all the advertisements. And if we do it, attack will be a nes gadol hayosham. We maintained it, and we stayed the path, and we're able to conquer. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, there'll be a few of us left. Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, who are my people? Everybody will rush forth with their Bibles and with their translations of the Bibles, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, who maintained the Messiah with Torah Sheva'al Peh? And a few yidden are going to come up. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, you are my children. You stayed in for the ride. You kept it honest. You kept the Messiah. You are my children. Maybe it can happen tomorrow. I don't want to light a menorah in West Rogers Park. I want to see the Kohen Gadol light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. I'll be a scene. Chofetz Chaim. Who knows? Who knows will be the Kohen Gadol. It will be unbelievable. We should be zechet to atzlacha, Rabbi Yisrael, all of us. Thank you all for coming. I'll take any questions if you have, or otherwise I'm wishing everybody a chel and chalik. Yes?
You said a question about the concept of ish tov k'gufo. You said it doesn't apply halachically anywhere else?
No, I said no.
Okay.
I have a whole list of places where it applies.
Okay.
Halachically. Yeah. In mitzvahs, we don't have any other mitzvahs where we have the concept of ish tov k'gufo. We have a lot of dinim. Monetary issues, all types. I have a whole list of, I don't know, 14 different places where Ishtar Kegufay plays a very vital role. But in a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah where Ishtar Kegufay plays a role. That's what I said. Yes?
So are we saying that because this is the last yontif before the Golos, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, so this is the yontif of strengthening the bias? Because it's all about the bias?
This is the yontif that we have to take the lessons how to survive in Golos. I have many lessons over the years. I'll give you one very serious lesson. Okay? Where are you for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos?
Where are we? In the dining room.
Okay. Where are you for Havdalah on Motzei Yontif?
Dining room.
Good. Where are you?
Sure.
Where are you on Motzei Purim?
Cleaning up.
Yes.
No. You're cleaning up after Matzai Purim. Matzai Purim ends. Purim ends with having a Suda. Right? We go into Purim is over. We're a family together with a Suda. After the Suda is over, then we clean up. Where are you when Chanukah is over? I'll tell you where you are. You're in the office. You're at work. What kind of yontif is that? First time I realized this, I was in Beis Medrash. But I looked at the clock, I said to my chavrusa, you know, Chanukah is over. What? What is that? Because Chanukah is the yontif to teach us that we have to live in the office also. And we live in the office not as a Jew who is a non-Jew with a few extra observances. We live in the office as a Jew. Completely and totally as a Jew, divorced from the rest of the world. Nice, respectful, yes, but divorced from the rest of the world. How do we get the strength to do that? We're in the office. How do I get the strength to do that? Where do we get the strength to do that from? From Chanukah. Because Chanukah was a yontif where the goyim said, come. Come. We don't want to kill you. Come live with us. We're nice people. We're cultured people. Acculturate, assimilate, chill out, take it easy. You want to keep a yontif for two? Fine, don't keep Shabbos every week. Come on, stop. Join the world body. What's with you, Jews? So, where do we get the strength? Everybody in this room goes back 100 generations to Maimon Har Sinai. Where do we get the strength to go through everything in between? Who are we? Chanukah gave us that strength. That's what it is. I'm just wondering. I always wondered about that. I'm enamored by that. There's no Havdalah by Chanukah. Purim, there's no Havdalah either. But Purim, we end up Purim around the family table. Chanukah, we don't. There's no menorah at the end of Chanukah. We don't light the menorah. We light the menorah on the eighth night, on the eighth day during the day. We say Hallel in the morning, and then Chanukah just kind of fizzles away. You know, the NCSY line, Shabbos ebbs away. It's forget about Shabbos. It's Chanukah. Chanukah just, you know, it just dissipates. It disappears. That's the limud. We tell the goyim, we'll stay in the world. We have to buy paper plates. We'll go to Jewel. We have to earn a living. We'll go to downtown. We'll go to the offices. We have to buy a car. We'll go buy a car. We'll do whatever we have to do, but we're Jews. That's Chanukah. And that's the biggest mistake that many Jews have tried to do over the years, and unfortunately there's no remnant of them. Every movement that tried to deviate, tried to spell Mashiach differently, is gone. They're all gone. Every ism is gone. They're all gone. Gone, it is gone. They're gone. We're watching it right now. We're trying to do something about it with the 71%. We're trying. We're going to see what we can do. Rahman al-Islam. We don't want it to happen. We don't want it to happen, but that's what Chanukah teaches us. Rav Shach Zatzal said, and don't take this out of context, please. Rav Shach Zatzal said, the antithesis, please don't take it out of context, okay? the Maccabee games are the antithesis of what the Maccabim were. The Maccabee games are to show that we have the ability for strength and athletic ability like the rest of the world, which is fine. Strength and athletic ability. We're not like the rest of the world. Maccabee stood for me, Kamoicha Be'elam Hashem, who is not going to be like the rest of the world. He used to cry over that term. He used to cry over that term. We're not the rest of the world. We're not the rest of the world. It's not our job. It's not what we're here for. We're trying to develop a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he used to, one of the things he used to cry about. That's all part of the Chanukah. All part of the Chanukah. Okay. Anything else?
Majority of people hold girls should or should not like girls were not married.
It's a great question. I try to take a poll about that. I'll leave it on the tape. I have a Baruch Hashem. I have a very inquisitive. I have Baruch Hashem, wonderful children. One of my daughters is very inquisitive, and more than inquisitive. I'll use the word inquisitive. She said to me, "Abba, you really don't want me to light a menorah." My daughter's always lit menorahs. So, Abba, you really don't want me to light a menorah. I said, what do you mean? He said, if you really wanted me to light a menorah, why don't you get me an oil menorah? Why do I light candles? My brothers light oil. Okay, so the truth is like this. There are different menorahs. I would say, by and large, most, I don't know what the majority is. In most Hasidic homes, girls are not lighting menorahs. In many yeshivish homes, girls are not lighting menorahs. In some yeshivish homes, they are. You know, but you can figure out your own menhagim whenever the time comes. One of the reasons that they say that single girls who are home with their mother don't light is because the mother's not lighting, it's not nice. One of the reasons. Another reason is if it's because of chinuch, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, they'll get married, they'll stop lighting. Another reason not to do it. But it's all challenging. This aspect of whether girls who are home and their parents' home when they are whatever age, when they become bas mitzvah, should they light? It's a different menorah. Whatever your minhag is, it's fine. Married women, that's kind of unusual. It's kind of unusual. But even that.
If you're a woman and you live with a roommate, why would?
That for sure you have to.
She should light.
No, for sure. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about only when only in the home setting. No, otherwise for care, she has to light. She has to light. Okay. Anything else? That's it. Okay. I'm giving you a yashikayach. All of you for coming. Thank you. Kol tov, Rabbi Yisrael. Hatzlacha Rabbah.